I recommend people do that in a fight.
Which drill?
Where you just take your fist and swing it in the air, disguise your punch, and just wham somebody.
Oh, yeah.
That is my favorite
thing. Yeah, I watched Martin Lawrence do that shit on Black Knight. That was the most G-ish shit I've ever seen. He was just, pow! Oh! Oh, he did see it coming. Got his ass. Oh, shit. I think he's hurt.
Because when niggas get mad, he's like, this motherfucker torn it and just did that shit. Or like Nick Diaz, when you do that Stockton punch where he just, like, got his hands up, like, what the fuck? Stockton, motherfucker! And just slap your shit. And he just went,
Stockton, motherfucker!
That's the shit that fucks you up. You ever been dazed before?
Off the GB?
Like, just hitting, like,
just
fighting.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. No.
That's a motherfucker.
But also don't fight a lot, so.
Yeah.
Nah,
I try not to.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me far from a bitch, and I ain't never been a pussy. Yeah. But no, I'm not.
I don't get mad.
See, I'm the same way, too. It takes me a lot to really get me upset.
You literally would have to.
Right. I'm one of them niggas, like, my creed was call me what you want, but just don't put your hands on me.
Yeah, exactly.
You can say whatever the fuck you want to say. Like, real nigga shit, it don't mean shit to me.
I'm like a battle rapper when it comes to words. Just don't touch me. Because when you touch me, then it's like I'm going crazy.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, somebody can say something and it might have me a little disgruntled. I might talk about it a little bit, but I promise you, I'm not going to go out of my character to do anything because it's not that bad. Like, and it's funny because a lot of people be like, oh, such and such disrespected me. It's disrespect. I feel like as a man, it's only disrespect if you allow it to disrespect you. Dead ass. Like, it's just the real. It's what you choose to fucking listen to. It's really the same thing.
I'm just not the type of person to get angry over, like, motherfuckers talking shit.
Right, nah. Yeah, nah. No.
I'm just waiting for the fist or whatever that is coming towards.
Right. I mean, like I said, I can talk shit back and forth with the best of them. It don't mean nothing to me. I'm a troll machine.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. My troll defense is not as good as what it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, these motherfuckers.
That's because we're adults, we don't cook as much.
And see, and that's the thing. I done grew older, and I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a satirist, so it isn't.
No. I ain't on my shit all the time. I mean,
I just ignore the shit.
I got jokey jokes. I cook your ass, but.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know. I ain't on that same tip. As soon as you come up in here, I got 3 jokes for your ass, just in case.
Yeah. Like, you always got to have one in the chamber.
I always got one in the chamber.
Just to let motherfuckers know I'm not the one. Like,
right.
Nowadays, I just be going along with it. Whatever they say, like, yeah, you're right. Because at that point, if you agree with them, it takes all the steam over them away.
Everything that they have. Yeah.
It takes all the steam away. It's like, yeah, you're right. And eventually, they run out of shit to say. You just continue with your life.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
But to get rocked, that shit fucking hurts.
Shit probably sucks.
Yeah. Because, like, you don't expect the shit at all. You think, like, oh, I'm good because my your adrenaline. Mm. But then your senses come back, like, nigga, you just got hit.
Wait, no, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
I've been rocked playing football.
I have taken a, like I said, it wasn't it. Like, he hit me and then, like, I hit the ground and that was it. No, like, when you're during a fight and you take a couple of hits, it felt like when you're playing Call of Duty and they shoot me real close and then you're something right and your sensitivity is up and you're turning this shit. And it was kind of one of those situations.
My man.
I was like, oh, shit.
When I was sparring with this blockhead Marine nigga. Like, he was, and like, I thought we was going 20%. I don't know if this nigga had a flashback or some shit, but he's swinging. And like, so I'm like dipping his shit. I'm like, oh shit.
Or he's just a Marine. He's crazy.
Yeah, that too. Like, he might know. He's just crazy.
Marines are lunatics.
Like, meat. Fucking meathead. So, like, I'm bobbing and weaving his shit. And then he just happens to just hit me with a straight. Just poof.
Mm.
And when he hit me with the straight, I, like, felt it, but I didn't feel it. Like, it was weird. Like, it just felt like everything paused. And then my brain just went to the back of my fucking head. And I flew back to the mat. Like, it was like an anime push. And then when I got back, my eyes closed for a minute and I just seen him just rushing. And I was like, oh shit. And then Firefly just jabbed his shit.
Damn,
I'm
gonna hit you with a soul force.
But that shit was scary. I was like, yo. Well, like, I was about to die, and I was just sparring with a nigga. I was just like, what the fuck?
Too bad we don't have video.
I teep kicked that nigga so I can, like, set the tone, but I was scared as fuck. I ain't going front.
Niggas trained to kill.
Too bad we don't have video for this podcast, because I would have definitely liked for people to see that combination.
Yeah, that shit was hard, right? That
air combination. It's good to know that Mad Profit knows how to fight, so, and he's short. I mean,
He's unassuming.
Right, yeah. But this motherfucker got hands, yeah. So call him what you want. Just don't put your hands on him.
The most unassuming people who got hands, though.
Yeah.
Like, the most unassuming.
But the thing is, nicest people. You gotta be when you short, though, because everybody try to fuck with you.
That's how y'all feel. No, they try to fuck with you, or how you feel.
I think people fucking with short people.
Yeah, because sometimes we just can see it. We don't
like, why you think most big dudes are laid back? Because no one fucks with big dudes.
But then you gotta think about it. You gotta think about it too. You gotta think about it like how it is with skinny and fat too. Like, fat people are cool as shit.
Yeah, no one really.
But they get a lot of flack and shit. But they if you don't fuck with fat people, because they'll hit you with some shit. Because
if you actually piss a fat, it's like a bull in a tiger shop at that point. We just swing and destroy everything.
Yeah.
Within a radius.
Yeah.
Don't let me grab you.
Like, it's like, yeah, God, it's like Godzilla at that point.
Like, shit.
Even verbally, too. Like,
that's how white boys fight. Have you ever seen two white boys really, really fight? Like, white boys, when they fight, they just grab each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they just grab each other and just throw each other into shit. And whoever knocks each other out the first, that's how the shit go. Get ass.
That's all white boys who can't fight.
Yeah. And then you got the white boys that like the MMA shit, and then you got the ones that get a little bit into the manga, they get a little bit more into the manga. The kids that was running around like that.
Yeah, when they do like jujitsu and shit, they be cool. But when they be doing wrestling, they be on some other shit. Like, and then I you gotta set the tone and be like, yo, like, this is not cool. You're not just gonna be pushing me and grabbing me and doing all this other shit.
Well, so if you want to talk about wrestling, we can definitely get Khan up in here. Get Khan and Omar in here. I'm pretty sure they don't want to be around each other right about now.
Oh, damn.
Whose project you think is going to be tougher?
Both of them are going to suck.
Oh, wow. Damn.
I feel the same way.
Garbage.
Trash. Damn. Hated it.
Oh, I just love getting it.
I think the mix is cool.
Niggas whack.
Garbage. Say no.
It was Nimbus gang. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit.
You alive?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yo, do y'all actually watch the shoots of wrestlers? Because I don't watch wrestling anymore. I watch the shoots. Like, when they be talking shit, like, man, I don't fuck with Hulk Hogan. He a bitch ass nigga.
Oh, yeah,
like, shit like that. Like, New Jack.
Yeah, when they cut promos, they're amazing.
Yeah. Like, I fucks with New Jack shit. He be going off on motherfuckers. But, man, fuck the Dudley boys. They faggots. And I'm like, God damn, bro. Like, you just going in. He even dissed Tupac. Like, I was like, this nigga is tripping. Like, he was like, yeah, I was in the Dr. Dre motherfucking. I was with Tupac, but that nigga can't fight like me, nigga. I'm like,
probably can't.
Nigga, you don't understand why.
Niggas trained.
Because dissing Tupac or Biggie is like one of them things.
Yeah, you
now.
Don't do like. No,
it's one of those things you do to get people to notice. Do because it's some shit.
Yeah.
Thanks for the sound effects.
But are they above insulting because of who they are, because they're not alive.
You just don't talk about it. They're just dope as fuck. I don't know.
They're not perfect.
Personally speaking, like, I'm not gonna sit here and say that they don't get critiqued. Because, I mean, they both get the critiques. I mean, if you sit down and if you break down, like, the music compared to their actual lives, both of their mamas said that they ain't who they said they were. That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
So.
But then if you also
why are these two in particular above insult?
Why are they above insult? They are above insult.
There are a lot of people who have done greater things than them who are not above insult.
Ooh, boy. Ooh, wow. Wow, man.
This is a good podcast.
Wow, Jesus.
I'm sorry. You're telling me there are nine people who have done greater things in the world than two rappers?
But on the rap scale, on that...
I'm not talking about in general, we're talking about a wrestler who dissed a rapper, so we're just talking about in general.
Oh, wow.
This is not a rap correlation. We talked about a wrestler who dissed a rapper.
Yeah, New Jack.
So I'm just talking about a correlation in general, because we're not talking, it's not a hip-hop parallel. That's a wrestler. He's not a hip-hop person. He's a wrestler. And he dissed a hip-hop artist. So we're not just talking about straight hip hop.
But it's Tupac though, dog. Like it's Tupac.
And then again, and then again,
do I have to say anymore? What I just say is Tupac. Like he's, he's more than just a rapper.
He's not a god though.
I'm not saying he ain't a god.
So it means he's not a. But like, and even gods aren't above insult. Yeah. People insult gods all the time.
Well, I mean,
Easter's on April Fool's this year. There's going to be a lot of offensive jokes that I'm going to love. I love offensive jokes, bro. What? You know how many? Oh, Jesus wrote just kidding jokes there are going to be.
Tupac was like,
what?
Whoa.
Lord, so again, God. I ask, why are these two above insult? Tupac, an amazing figure, great ideas, philosophically, Black Revolution. People insult and constantly joke about MLK and what's it called? And Malcolm X. You gonna put Tupac above it?
How openly though?
On any black comedy.
Who's making Malcolm X jokes right now? Who's making Martin Luther King?
Right now, that's not. No one cares.
Martin Luther King jokes? The only thing they do with Martin Luther King now is niggas is gonna use his like his lyrics. Like I had a dream, like Martin Luther King.
Stop doing that.
Golly, stop doing that in your lyrics. That shit's not cool.
Also, they had a whole Boondocks episode that did it.
When he was
hysterical, and then on top of it, I think Martin Luther King would come back and be like, "You niggas ain't shit."
Because
he did like critique us in a way. Like, he did like certain shit. He did not fuck with like people thought he fuck with. Like how preachers be talking now. Like Martin Luther King did not fuck with how preachers and things of that nature.
I just don't put nobody above insult. That's just my biggest thing. That is a man. That is a person. None of us are above insult.
I dig that.
I respect that.
I'm just explaining it not on your perspective. I'm saying on a global of what people feel about it. Not what you personally.
Because globally we joke on Mike. Love Pac to death. You're not gonna tell me who's bigger than Mike.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're not gonna tell me who's bigger than Mike.
Y'all niggas got to get me in trouble.
If you disagree, show me. But let's be honest.
Like Tupac, damn man.
You about to compare Tupac and Michael Jackson, bro?
I think I'm about to. This is crazy, or even take it straight to hip hop. I didn't even do stand up yet, like bro. Like you, all right?
We can even take it back to hip hop. Straight hip hop. Everybody was like, who the best rappers of all time? So many people say Biggie and Pop because
why they joke about Michael Jackson when they talk and joke about Tupac though?
Well, for one, Mike had a much longer life to do weird shit.
Yes.
But do you think Tupac would be on the same level of weirdness as Michael Jackson?
Sure. Tupac was a revolutionary nigga that hanged out with a little bit too many gangsta ass niggas that was out of his circle.
Here's the thing, was Tupac
fucking buying like fucking monkeys and fucking tigers and shit?
Pac only made it to like 25. And Pac was already losing a lot of his sanity at that time. So we don't know what his mind could have became.
I don't think Tupac could have been on Young Thug level. I'm not saying he could be on Young Thug, but he couldn't be Kanye.
He'd be on Kanye.
Pac couldn't be a Kanye?
Yeah, he'd probably be Kanye. Just talk too much.
Listen, Tupac would be a 50.
Whatever we say Tupac was going to be, right now, it's speculation. We don't know Pac could be. We assume because of what he was then, what he would have been, but we.
Well, you know what? I'm going to astral project, and I'm going to tell you how that shit is when I find out.
I'm gonna tell you,
Tupac is gonna be still the hardest. Part.
Listen, we've seen the greatest minds crack over history. He's not immune to that. I don't think he was immune to that. And we seen him. He was starting to go into those symptoms before he passed. He was starting to lose his freaking mind.
Can you blame him though?
No, I never. I don't blame
him. He was a young ass kid.
It only takes one day. It only takes one bad day.
I'm 22. Like, if I was going through the shit he was going through, I would lose my fucking mind.
Yeah, it only takes one bad day for someone to lose their mind. So I never blame a person when they lose their mind. But I'm saying where we can't say that he wasn't going to. He was already on his way there.
Shit, I moved out of the hood to stay out of trouble and got in trouble when I went to the suburb. Hey, that's some bullshit. So anything can happen.
That happens to a lot of guys that move. They'll move out of the fucking hood because of the suburbs. They got no trouble in the hood.
Yeah, no trouble.
Because they thought it was going to get in trouble.
My mom was just like, nah, he ain't going to go to high school and gangbang.
Because the shit y'all were doing in the hood was acceptable in the hood. It's not acceptable when you move to the
hood. You know what's funny, though? Like, when niggas move out of the hood and then, like, they have, like, your parents have work buddies or some shit. And you go hang out with your work buddies and or your church buddies, and they more fucked up and shit, so you can do more fucked up shit with them because the real parents cool with these niggas.
Church can be the worst.
Tommy and it's about to go fucking in the woods and smoke weed, so you can go and smoke weed with Tommy because mom is cool with these motherfuckers.
Right,
and these niggas is crazy. They like buses on fire and shit.
You sound like some shit. You telling some real shit.
Yeah.
I don't know who Tommy is, but I don't condone the snitching. I'm just saying.
Nah, I'm just using white people names.
I wonder when white people have conversations about black people, do they use black people names?
I always did one that.
Like is Devontae used a lot?
Or Devontae.
Or Rashad.
Or Rasheed.
Jamal.
That's the number one nigga name. Jamal.
And if it's a girl,
Kenny Leonard.
If it's a girl, it's definitely Shaniqua.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely Shaniqua.
You remember when Shaniqua was together?
Shaniqua,
or Keisha. Oh,
right.
We said that at the same fucking time.
Yeah, Keisha.
Tammy, even though it's interchangeable, I've heard that used before.
Yeah. I do know.
I've heard that Tasha.
Tasha.
Yeah, Tasha.
I can't stand that bitch.
Tanya is definitely a black
name. Tanya's up there.
Tanya's a black name.
Sasha. It's weird.
Yeah.
That's like a biracial girl.
Sasha can go. You can go a few different ways.
Mm-hmm. That's that last.
Actually, so can Tanya, Loki. Tanya can Loki go a few different ways.
Keandra is a black name.
Mm-hmm. That's my aunt name.
That's a made up name.
My aunt name like that.
That's fucked up.
Yeah,
I know a couple of
them. Damn.
Shout out. I have family members with those names. I will gladly tell them their name is made up because they know it is.
Right, my name is Spanish though, so I'm straight with that.
I can go to their mom and be like, you made up the name.
My name is Spanish and French, but it means stand up in Spanish, and I fuck with that.
Is you like Creole though?
No, I'm 97% Nigerian on my dad's side, and we got some West Indian on my mom's side. My great grandfather was full blooded. Wherever the hell he was from, because we don't know for sure.
Because you said West Indian, and you say your name is like French and Spanish.
Well, not like our last name, the heritage of our last name comes from. It's Irish.
There's actually a lot of French.
Giles is Irish. Yeah, what we think is there's a Giles County in the state of Virginia.
Yeah.
Now, our assumption is whoever that county is named after
was your slave master.
That could possibly have been our slave master, and that's where our name could have came from. Because my dad's dad is from Smithfield, Virginia. And then my dad's
mom. We got a lot of family out there. We could be related. Not blood-wise, but just.
And my dad's mom's family is from Georgia, actually.
That was just crazy when I moved out here, though. Like, I remember my teachers used to talk about Confederate flags and shit. And I ain't never believed that shit.
It's weird seeing it.
Like, I knew racism existed and shit, but I ain't know, like, it existed. I was just like, okay. I went to the South and I was like, what the fuck? CNN was right. Like,
coming from California, I never thought I would pass a Confederate flag every day to and from work.
That shit was wild.
I never thought that shit would happen. She crazy.
Oh, that was some wild shit to just see.
I was happy when the wind blew that shit down for 5 minutes, though. They put it back up.
It's like the ancestor, Nat Turner. That was his wind. Fucking Harriet Tubman wind.
Oh, speaking of Harriet Tubman, this is good energy spot. No, we're not talking about money. Let's talk about
how she was a gangster.
No, Have you heard of the Harriet Tubman home? Like, it was the last spot. It's the most furthest place north she went. You know what I'm saying? When she was done taking the slaves up. That's in Auburn, New York. That's actually where my mother is from. That's like my mom's hometown. Yeah, she lived there for a while. So, yeah, whenever we go up there, we get to check out, you know what I'm saying, the Harriet Tubman home. And it's just a dope-ass experience. I actually took a picture of a mural and shit they got downtown for. But no, it's dope.
Yeah, you got any ancestry connected after that or no?
Well, actually kind of saw this a family story that apparently that one of the people that helped Harriet on the Underground Railroad, mm-hmm. I have some lineage connected back to one of them people. So we was helping niggas get to the north, so I'm really a nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitches. Thought I was bougie. Bitches.
Yeah.
it's kind of dope. Like I said, it's kind of cool when you figure out little things like that, because an African-American that's just bred here in the United States, we're like the Jews, honestly. We are Jews. We are those Jews that talk about in the Bible. That's another story. But it's like when you think about how displaced we are, like you have the Africans that have their lineage back to Africa, then you have the Africans that were bred here in the United States that know nothing but
the diaspora,
right, of this culture. And it's sick because when you think about it, it's like every other culture has something to hold on to. But as the black African American, as a black American in the United States, what do you have to hold on to besides the slave soul food tradition, which is killing us? Which Boondocks clearly help us see that. You know what I'm saying? Like what? It's almost sick. It was almost like our breed was.
But
like, well, what are
even
we gonna,
with that though? With the whole like. Everything that happened to us, in the embodiment of it, we still kept our initial things that we had.
Right, was family.
Yeah. We sometimes we think everything is lost, but not really.
Right.
Like, it's just certain things.
It's really good.
Like, certain individual things of how we interact with each other. Even, like, with art. Like, art art definitely has that.
The creativities. Creativities.
And then even the family structure on how we... And also the community of, like, sticking together just because we're all in the same fucking field. It's all the same job.
The music, too. Drums.
Drums. It's in the heart.
It's weird. As a, you know, as a black American, I really only put but so much emphasis, or just, I guess importance may be a different word, on my, I guess, the past. Especially because I don't know who, even if I did find out exactly where we came from, we got mapped our story. We have no idea what that story. We assume it'll be a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wasn't, because being that we're the first people,
mm-hmm.
and the evil shit that people will do had to come from somewhere, and I refuse to believe that it just popped up out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, there's a lot about ourselves we might learn that we probably might not like. We probably love some of the shit, or a lot of the shit. But historically, humans kind of suck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All across the board.
Historically, we don't do good shit. Right.
Yeah, but at the same time, even with that token, but certain things are designed for you to actually, like, look at, and particularly to not like. So maybe finding out that information itself, you'll learn new things about that, mm-hmm. rather than just all the negative that comes with it.
Because,
like, natives have that same problem, mm-hmm. too, as far as, like, coming to find out that not all native people just grown white people in and that mm-hmm. they actually get colonized. Some of them didn't fuck with white people at all. And as soon as they seen them... Tomahawk, like the fuck, like so.
And these people, and the people, they tomahawk could have been nice. They killed children.
And then, like,
they would kill children.
And then, like, not all Africans sold other Africans. Like, literally, some of them really went to warfare. Like, I'm not selling you these people, even though they are prisoners of war. These are my prisoners.
A lot of tribes got wiped out.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah. It's not all that. Like, oh, it was like, oh man, they got guns. I'm gonna buy guns too, and I'm gonna. It's not all, it wasn't all like that. And then some people figured this shit out, and they was like, wait, now it's too late.
Or then, like, when we talk about, like, we talk about empires like Kush, Kemet, Mali, and things like that. Like, blacks being these powerful, great individuals. Again, historically, royalty is shitty people.
Yeah.
So, again, who can prove that they weren't the same?
We can hope and we
talk about the stories of power, but and we can I guess assume and hear stories about how these people were. But the people who usually write the history are the people. They're usually the people telling their own stories.
Yep. Yeah.
So of course.
But at the same time, you can find certain things and moral ethics of how things are and how they have their life structure because they're on the higher realm and the knowledge and wisdom that they have, so we can take it upon ourselves that live it in everyday life, so maybe we can excel and evolve as a species and actually bring something forward. That's what we should be looking for when we're looking towards these things.
Yeah, like definitely looking towards the past to
because we can say futures. Because what for me it's just like we can say that for our people, but can we say that really differently when it comes to other races of people that do the same exact thing? Because I don't know, like for me sometimes I feel like that when it's brought up about the problem of us, we never talk about the other problems of other people rather, and we also want the whole concept of being human, but we never actually look at the full spectrum of everybody.
Historically, no.
Yeah, historically, no, yeah.
You're absolutely right.
I feel it'd be cool if, like, African-Americans, you could go as far as, like, figuring out where you were from, or, you know what I'm saying, your ancestry is from, per se. Then you can go back to the history of that particular area.
You can.
Based on, you know.
Genealogy websites.
Exactly. I mean, which we've done on half the side of the family. So, like I said, 97.
So, I was doing that stuff now.
Okay, since when it comes to generation of generations and other tribes having, you know, relations with other tribes and, you know, just mixing over time, like, are you willing to go to each individual tribe to learn your mess, like learn your makeup and learn?
I had that time, yes.
Right. If I had the time and the opportunity, I would love to do that. Like me personally, I would love to know my ancestry. Like the reason why, like if you look at my mother's side, all of us are blue black. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of us are dark.
Yeah.
Straight up, like my aunt is darker than me. My uncle's my complexion. Matter of fact, my mom's oldest brother, him and I look exactly alike.
You know, it's fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom's side, they all light, and some of them are tall, but most of them are short. Mm-hmm. They're short and light. All of them are light skin. I'm like the brown skin one, and my dad's side is weird because my grandfather is light skin. His brothers and sisters are dark skin, tall, and then my grandmother's dark skin. Like my mom's side is super diverse. Well, I don't even know if I'm even gonna be able to find what the fuck she really was. And then my dad's side, I could probably say West African, maybe Nigeria or something.
All of my mom's side was short, except for my grandmother. Like my grandfather was like 5'4", but my grandma was like 5'10". Yeah, that's some wild shit. She was tall as shit.
Yeah. But my great grandmother was a dwarf. I believe it was like either 4'11", something like that, around that range of how they dictated the back then. That or 3'11". It was either one of those. It was a crazy number. I was like, what the fuck?
Use a what?
No, I was thinking I gotta get this shit fixed like tomorrow because I feel weird with no watch on.
It's like the circus.
What shit like every day is weird.
It's like the circus when you find out about your family.
Yeah, really.
Because it's like, damn, this is all. It's like all alterations of who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
And it's like, damn, if I lived here, I'll be this. And it's like,
nah, I was always here. But see, that's how it was with my family. I was like me and my sister, little sister, we was like the all ball out. Because like both of my parents, they both joined the military.
Mm-hmm.
And they both left their hometown. You know what I'm saying? Met each other in the military. And they spent the majority of their time overseas in Germany and at other duty stations around the United States. So we were always pictured as those cousins that were never around, but whenever we was in town,
you knew.
Like, you knew, and grandma always made it a big deal, and niggas always had a cookout for us. So think about being that cousin.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
fuck this nigga. Fuck Germany. Fuck the military.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Like, I was that cousin.
Which part is I know, yeah. And yeah, I know that military cousin. Like, I know exactly how you feel.
Like, oh my God.
I know exactly how you feel.
Like, it's just that cousin you always see at the funeral, and that motherfucker flies a motherfucker. You just...
Like, shit. Like, fly yo, shit.
No, come to see the funeral.
He got all his teeth. He ain't got no cavity. He got
what you been up to? Just been at that tour in Germany. Yeah. You know how that is. You know, brother.
Like, whenever you go home, you hear your grandmother, little white boy. What? This... Cause I dress differently, I talk differently than everyone, all my cousins stuff like that. You know, he grew up in like Detroit.
Yeah, so yeah, they still wearing baggy daddies.
I met my cousins in Baltimore. I was like, I ain't claiming either.
Remember, I came up.
He's like, hey, show. We come from.
Shout out to my cousins though, out in Hampton, Newport News. All over the 757 area, to be honest. And then shout out
to my family in Detroit.
Shout out to my cousins in New York.
Shout out to my family in Charleston.
Oh, shout out to my cousin Jeremy in Richmond, too.
Georgia. Family in Texas, Alabama.
In Jersey, Mark, Roselle, Broadway, Europe.
Yeah, nigga.
That was angry.
Like, nah, niggas always got to get a shout out to
him. Gotta get
a
shout out
to
somebody.
Rep you like it's
all
good.
Holy shit.
Everybody, that's why everybody just needs to shout out. Just support a nigga. That's all you gotta do. Repost nigga shit.
Right, yeah. It just takes. I think it's more than it's more than a retweet and a post to me. It's when you start offering your money as, you know what I'm saying, as a paid service, and you paying to see this or paying to hear it or whatever the case may be. That's when it becomes support.
Yeah.
Because anybody can liking and retweeting is free. But when it means to support,
yeah,
that's monetary. Like, I don't give a fuck with nobody. That's monetary. Like, when I say any artist I listen to off Apple Music, motherfucker, I'm supporting y'all.
Yeah.
I'm supporting all y'all. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm paying for that shit. Yeah. Matter of fact, they want their money right there.
Yeah. There's Spotify.
You know what I'm saying? Not. Like, so you feel me? Like, it's a support is different than just like a like and a retweet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody really supports you, for real, if anybody's listening to this, if you support me, Feral Vision Records, Lovelace Magazine, then come to the show on April the 6th. And come in and pay that $10 that will go to the artist. I don't know if you're aware of that, but that's how we run our shows. The way we run them is our artists get paid a base pay, and then they get a percentage off of the doors. And now, I'm not about to disclose the base pay, but you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing that you
gonna... Yeah, we'll talk about it by Patrick.
It ain't nothing that you gonna pay rent off of, but you know what I'm saying? It's better than going to a show and...
getting paid nothing.
And getting paid nothing. And Lord forbid we have a horrible turnout, you at least got paid something to be there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got paid to show up.
Right. That shitty lineup and then your mic fuck up and it's just like, God.
Listen, think about it. All your homeboys that come with you anyway, make them niggas pay. Mm-hmm. That's what this shit is about. Yeah. Instead of giving y'all like tickets and being like, here, sell these tickets, let me see your fan base. Fuck that. I know you got fans. You got fucking friends. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's who your fans normally are at first, and then it gets bigger. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So make them motherfuckers pay that $10. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? And recoup that shit in the back end. But that's how it works. So it's almost like giving them money and being like, here, bring more people so you can help invest in yourself. So
don't be afraid to have them pay.
Right, shit.
Yeah. Having a group of entourages.
Yeah, I just want people to know that.
Because if they're truly your friends, they support you, they have no problem paying.
Yeah.
Not because they don't have it, that's
what
one thing.
What I don't understand
don't have
is,
it, that's one thing. But if they got it.
What I don't understand is if y'all can say somebody's shit is so fucking dope. My man's this, my man's that. You can't give a dollar, go fuck yourself. That's how.
Facts.
Right. You can't be that dope if you
don't. But if you don't have it, that's right.
That's a whole different story.
But if you got it.
But if you got it, we know you got it. You glistening. Right. Like with the Jordans and the motherfucking chains and your car clean and shit.
Be honest, don't retweet my shit if you're not going to come pay to see me perform.
Public service announcement for black people. Stop expecting discounts all the time from other black people, bro. Trying to start
businesses,
bro. We trying to make money. We trying to live.
You think Master P asked for a discount, nigga? No.
Hey, you want to know? Hey, Pete, this is gonna sound so sick, but you want to know why the white community flourishes and continues to flourish? You see, white people don't give a fuck about each other.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't give a fuck about each other. A white person to tell on another white person to quit.
Yeah.
Quick as hell. I don't know what's going on outside. They're causing a ruckus, and I don't like it. I want this trash out of my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they'll tell on each other. Mm. I'm not saying that that's what is going to come down. Niggas going to start snitching, but it's an accountability.
For me, I'm just like, yo.
Jay-Z said it. He grew up at Marcy Project. Across the street was a fucking Jewish neighborhood, and he watched them grow and become this successful-ass neighborhood generating a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Because that comes with policing your area, making sure y'all are straight. They're almost like the original reason of gangs. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's no accountability anymore. Now it's just,
nothing is organized.
Right, we gotta make it like shake off what we got.
Like, if things were more organized, it'll be more set. Like, the reason why organized crime, like, it also played a full effect because it wasn't just the drugs that were operating. They were operating shit like factories.
Mm-hmm. They had full businesses.
Yeah, like.
Laundromats and car washes. It was a full enterprise.
Like, that's some
system.
Gangster shit. Like, y'all niggas claiming corners and don't even have a fucking corner store to even.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Right. Instead of trapping in front of the corner store,
own the corner store.
Don't be talking about how you fucking Ricky Barnes or Bumpy Johnson, all these niggas you watched on Gangland and you can't even do that shit.
And they're only getting money through drugs.
Go to school, nigga. That's what. Go to school.
Are you sure?
And build a fucking business.
Not
too many fucking black men out here anyway, so.
But like I said, support black businesses like you support other businesses.
Yeah.
And I want. Like, don't tell me an off white shirt is too expensive, but you got a Gucci shirt on.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking facts.
Niggas will come in and niggas got on red bottoms. Niggas got on fucking Giuseppes and shit like that. But niggas don't want to. I pay $1,500 for these shoes. But the fear of God Jones is too expensive.
All right, and if you also dumb enough if you dumb enough to buy Jordans and waste all your money on this and wonder why you don't have a business, at least buy the Jordans that actually have the color to the fucking sneaker. Like, you buy a fucking Jordan that don't match none of your outfits and you never wear the motherfucking shoes and now you gotta sell the motherfucker.
Well, people be buying
shoes. Want your dusty, dirty sneaker.
People be buying shoes just to resell anyway now. Yeah. They kind of screwed up the sneaker.
The resale market is a $2 billion market. That's wild. Niggas make so much money, much more money off the resale of us, off a dead stock sneaker than that motherfucker that Nike does with that bitch on retail. I mean, we see it all the time.
They should just do that.
But see, what Nike tries to do, though, they're trying to do this to combat that, is by dropping them more frequently. So instead of it being like a 5 to 6 year gap in between.
That's just called capitalism?
More of a two year gap, and then it'll make it a little bit easier. So people, you know what I'm saying, and they're not going to wait for such a long time for another sneaker to come out. You know what I'm saying? So they're not going to rush to buy the dead stock. 2 years for a sneakerhead that missed his go around, he'll be all right.
Well, nowadays they just make sneakers purposely for them to catch hype. Before, they actually made sneakers kind of just for what they were for. Whatever you needed them for, they made sneakers and they made them a wide array just to kind of fit for everyone's taste and they wouldn't make them in large numbers. But what happened is certain sneakers would catch on, they get hyped. They make either, well, not even with new colors, they just keep releasing the same ones. Now they just have a better gauge on which sneakers are going to catch hype. And they release them exclusively because that's going to get people rare for the next, whatever the next drop is. Like, most of the shoes that's popping right now are shoes that have been out forever. Most of the shoes popping right now are not new shoes. You got your Yeezys that are new. Nike, you have your Vapor Maxes. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, everything Nike's dropping are all like Air Max 180s, Air Max 270s, Air Max 1s. A lot of Air Maxes this year. Especially, what's it called? Jordans, all vintage Jordans. So that's mostly what their stuff is.
Adidas basketball thing, they slipped too. Because they flipped the, I don't know if you guys ever heard of the Real Deals.
Mm-hmm.
They're called the Adidas sneakers. Real deal. Wow.
I actually like those.
Yeah, actually, I have like two pairs of those.
They brought those back and actually flipping on.
Yeah.
They're flipping one for the Dragon Ball Z joint.
Right, and, but you see how they, how they're doing them now, right? Like, they're putting, like, the whole, like, glove material over that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's Prime Knit, Nike's Fly Knit. Yeah. Thing is, though, Adidas, within the last few years, have made, a rack of brand new, not done before shoes.
Yeah.
Like, especially once they got the Boost technology. Mm-hmm. No, what they would take the Boost and, like, make... they would like add it to older shoes, like the classic silhouettes. But they created a lot of
right, and stuff. That's what I like. I appreciate because it's like older. Like it's a reminder. Like the shits that I used to like. Like when I was in the sneakers, this was like 20. It was 2011, 12-ish type shit. Like when I was like heavy into this shit. But then it just started moving so fast. Actually, you know what? This is more accurate. I can tell it by sneaker when. It was before the Nomos came out. Y'all remember the Nomos?
Yeah.
You got a pair of Nomos.
Yeah.
It was before.
I looked at it because you see, I was like,
yeah. Yeah, like shit.
You know I know.
Like shit. It was before the Nomos came out. Like, I was on them shits hard. Because I predicted the Tim Duncan phone pauses too. Because I remember seeing them, like, 2 years before, like, niggas was really getting into them again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, those are fucking fire. And when they re-released those, the streets are going crazy. And I mean, lo and behold, shit like that happens. But it's kind of crazy because if you were on sneakers that, you know what I'm saying? Like before, like this major explosion that's happening now.
I'm still somewhat bitter that everybody wears Vans now. So I got clowned for that shit in high school.
Yeah, you know.
I never got clowned for it though.
I got clowned.
I don't know. I was just always that kid that wore shit that was weird, but like it always matched.
No, my shit looked good, but they...
I did have a pair of Vans.
Like, I was that kid. Like, I can wear anything I wanted to wear.
Well, things, my shit looked good. No one ever said I wasn't.
I would never wear Toms, though, but, like...
I had a pair of Toms.
I was going to get a pair of Toms, but I just never did.
No, you got you.
Because before I had Toms, I would just wear flip-flops.
Right, no, my Toms, I had some, like, stitched, like, knit. Like, it looked like a picnic basket, like a motherfucker, the way my Toms look. I ain't going to lie, I got them bitches from,
I'm going to need, like, that
Bruce Lee. I got Nikes and Adidas.
I need that Wing Chun pull-up fucking button-up shit to wear them fucking Toms or whatever. I ain't going to wear no regular Toms with no button-up, though. I can't do it.
Well, for me, it just for more wear Toms, I'm just gonna throw flip flops.
Nah, bro. I used to throw in the Toms with the like something simple, the Toms with the white T-shirt, and then the jean with the jean shorts.
So Vans,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
so Vans.
Like I remember.
But it fits like that though. It's an alternative. The only difference is, do you wear your Vans with no socks?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it wrong
for me? I used to get clowned for that. I used to wear my Vans no socks and niggas be like, yo, put socks on, you nasty. Like, what you mean? Like,
yeah.
First of all, you forgot about football.
Yeah, what did you wait, hold on. You Mike Tyson or some shit with no socks? Like,
you never wear Vans with no socks?
Fuck no. Yeah, niggas weird.
Like, Vans with no socks is clean as a bitch.
Nah, that shit dirty.
It's not for all Vans, people though. Don't you dare wear your skate highs with no socks.
Oh my God.
It's for slip ons and fucking authentics only.
Skate hats, you have to wear your old school. You have to wear crew socks.
Don't wear your old schools with no socks, but no show socks.
That's how you know
a nigga's
a op or a fucking narc. They do that.
If you're gonna rock your old schools, rock the no show socks. And if you're gonna rock the skate highs, just do some like kind of the low cuff jump.
See, I like old schools with the crew socks though.
I mean, you can wear it with any kind of socks. Just don't do it with no socks.
Yeah. All right. Besides the dirt being on there, what do you think about the PF Flyers right there?
PF Flyers are dope. I'm always like PF Flyers.
Who else made by?
I like those.
PF Flyers.
No, granted, I'm more partial.
Made by, I've never.
I'm more partial to.
You never heard of Sandlot?
Sandlot?
Yeah.
Another.
Then he put the sneakers on?
I never watched Sandlot.
You never watched Sandlot?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll put it this way. But like back when like sneakers really first started becoming a
thing. I remember there was a Converse, there was a PF
Flyer. I've never seen all the Poops
in here. There was Keds.
What?
There's PF Flyer and then there was Converse.
Wait, hold on. I don't mean to interject. What movies have you not seen?
There's so many movies.
There's a lot of movies that everybody has seen that I haven't seen.
I still haven't seen Scarface in its entirety.
I didn't see The Wood until after I graduated high school.
Okay, that's understandable. I watched The Wood at sixth grade.
Like, I was I was over 21.
No, I saw that when I was a young
There's
plenty of movies. There's a lot of art out there.
Like the Barbershop and shit. Like when Barbershop came out, like my parents were strict. We weren't allowed to watch that shit. But it was wild because it's like there's things that we weren't allowed to watch.
Damn, y'all weren't allowed to watch Barbershop?
No, but think about Think about this though.
But I watched.
Think about this parallel. We weren't allowed to watch Barbershop. But we watched the Simpsons together as a family, and we watched Family Guy as a family.
We couldn't watch
Barbershop.
That's wild. Yeah.
But we watched the Simpsons and we watched Family Guy.
Cool. Like, what was the portrayal that they not want you to watch? It's like, well, it's just a cartoon and an anime. These are black people in Chicago with problems.
I don't want
my kids thinking that they want to be barbers and shit.
What people don't understand is like my parents
are doctors and scientists. Like, no fucking barbers in Chicago.
Like, my parents are not of the hip-hop generation. Like, my mom is barely, but she don't listen to hip-hop music. Like I said, my dad was born in 56. My mom was born in 65. Like, my dad's favorite, like, he grew up off
he's,
of
he's
funk.
Soul, funk, yeah.
Yeah, the soul and the funk era. Like, his favorite, JB was one of his favorite artists growing up. Jeffrey Osborne is one of his favorite artists of all time.
Did you know what they were talking about with funk music?
Blue Magic is one of his favorite groups.
That's crazy because they were some pretty savage music back then, too.
To be honest with you, that's why we're able to sample funk music. Like,
well, so funk is hip-hop.
Yeah.
It is
hip-hop. But the reason why we can do that because, like, the things they were talking about in funk are the same shit we're talking about now.
Essentially, yeah.
So, like, if we sample their shit, it's
kind of
like...
that type
like,
of music.
Yeah. Like, they're gonna relate to us.
Think about it.
It's all
like,
music.
Think about it. Like, you always had.
Push it, man. Curtis.
Think about it. You always had the niggas that didn't think that, like, that didn't wanna be all lovely dovey to the females all the time. Mm-hmm. You know the niggas that wanted to get money and fuck bitches? Yeah. There's always been niggas that wanna get money and fuck bitches.
Bro.
It was just the way they presented it was different back then.
Yeah.
It wasn't like how we do it, now.
It was just more melodic.
Right. It wasn't really with the ultimate disrespect to women. It was, I want a freaky baby.
Yeah.
It was different. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing,
it was different than five niggas singing to help his homeboy out for one bitch. No. It's his whole motherfucking band here. We got all this motherfucking drugs. We about to get fucked up and bitch, you coming on this ride.
And really, too, they were just better at concealing their shit. Because you like, you say, oh, they didn't talk about women a certain way. They didn't call them B's and H's and stuff like that. Yeah, but your favorite artist was singing the most lovey-dovey song to your ear.
But
and then they
but
go
the
home and
thing
beat
is,
the absolute shit.
But the thing is...
Why in every single biopic of artists from that time, they all fucked their wives up, bro? Y'all disrespected women. And every single one of them, they disrespected women just as bad, if not worse, than our generation did. They just
no, they did it worse.
They really
nah,
did it worse.
They did it worse.
You
like the motherfuckers,
you could have a Me Too movement
niggas,
in 1964.
They're walking like this,
what?
Yo, bro, they're walking like this, motherfuckers, like, with the saxophone, bitch.
With the why cigar.
Where the fuck my food at? You been in here all fucking day, bitch, and burn a bitch with a fucking with the hair dryer and a cigarette.
You would,
and then go back on stage with the saxophone, all heroin out, with regular weed.
So you can
playing masterpieces.
Like what's it called? Like, what's it called? They talk about marriages of like divorce rates being high and shit. Now, yo, husbands would disappear and just start a whole other
family
back then, bro.
Oh yeah.
But or
like they did wild shit.
Niggas weren't shit back then either.
Yeah.
They
niggas
wild
have never
shit.
Been shit.
Yeah. but you realize like our great grandfather was probably bad, but his father was a piece of shit.
Was horrible.
Like he's probably horrible. Like, he had to call him captain or by his real name.
Right.
He could call him dad.
He always had the role.
Not hug that nigga.
Any of those people who were born during the Great Depression, right after
baby boomers.
Terrible people.
No, the baby boomers, those are the worst ones. That was like coming back from the
Vietnam War.
Coming back from Vietnam. So
and everybody's like,
it.
Suck it up, pussy. I was in World War II.
Like, shut up. Right. And they just fucking.
They hit everybody, bro. They hit themselves. They hit their kids. They were just mad back then.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Shit,
like
shit.
Fuck Jimi Hendrix. He played the guitar. Yo, he messed up the Star Spangled Banner. Nah, they just fucked everybody up.
It was an entire generation of people who thought you could fix the world the same way you fix a Nintendo cartridge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dummy. Just fucking stupid ass.
Bruh. Yo.
Like, the 60s and 70s is fucked
like,
up.
Like, people be trying to tell me that. I hate back in my day stories. I'd be like, yo, it wasn't that nice.
Yeah.
It looks man. Nice through nostalgia goggles because like, you were a child.
When my grandmother talks about stories back in the day, I just be looking at her like,
I'd be like, yo, your world sucks.
Like, yeah, like, Rosa Parks had to sit down for you to just be able to be good with everything. And, like, you talking about, like, how everything's, like, was good back in my day. We did double dutch and did it. I'm like, back in your day, it was...
Life was a little bit more simplistic, though.
Worst it was simplistic, but, like, it was a lot.
Simple don't mean better.
Right, simple don't mean better, but think about it, like, at that time, like, it's hard for us to think about it if you don't remember a time without.
And also, the life being much more simple, I don't even know if I agree with that. Shit was just harder to do
you
back
know,
then.
To me, you know what's fucked up?
Everything was harder to do back then. So it depends on what you consider simple.
So, of course, we go attach the tablets and fucking an encyclopedia with a computer on our goddamn phone. Like, nigga.
Remember when you had to learn how to read a map back then to go places?
Yeah.
With us, simple to me is pulling up my Waze app and typing in wherever I need to go. Mm-hmm. Learning how to use a map is not simple to me.
Right.
So when the people say simple, I'm like
motherfuckers have to use, like, hey, yo, man, we in the woods. How we gonna find a chief Sabubu? All right, we gotta use a fucking smoke signal.
Bruh.
Fucking message this nigga some shit from far, far away.
My like, question, Chief who?
Chief Sabubu, whatever.
I'll never be searching for that.
I can't even say life was simpler. I don't know what you mean by simple.
That's not even a simple name. Like, so it's like, I think some complex shit. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
But
some,
Chief the Rubda. Let me stop. Lost you. I'm sorry. Let's stop.
But think about the basic shit we can do in 5 seconds that were all day tasks back then. Imagine studying with no Google.
Nah, let's.
Oh, what the fuck?
My shit.
Nah,
what?
It's not that bad.
No.
Nah, I've never.
The only reason I think that I've is because like my pops used to be like, nah, you ain't gonna be out with the streets and shit, so you gonna be reading books and shit. And he used to have me read the fucking dictionary of words and write some shit. Almost either every day or every time I fucked up. And I fucked up a lot. So that nigga used to have me just write that shit constantly. And I used to just read a bunch of books. And it's just easy as fuck.
But it's boring. Well, then again, you grew up in a different spot, though.
Yeah.
Like, you going outside, like, you might get into something you're not supposed to. Like, shit, what time is it?
It's gonna be 11.
Okay, that ain't bad.
I got work in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, I got work in the morning. What time you work?
Work at 9, so I gotta be at 7.
Oh, you lucky motherfucker. I work at 7, so I gotta be up at about 5:30.
Well, I
can't. Yeah, I don't work at jobs like that.
My shit.
Because I definitely used to have to be up at 4.
Well, I can get high and do a bunch of beats.
I used to have to be up at 4 to be in Leesburg from Woodbridge. That's an hour drive.
Oh, my God.
Hour drive with zero traffic. It's just a flat hour, at least. To be at work and fucking doing construction work at fucking 7 at the crack of dawn.
They have a lot of shit up there.
And then had to sit back in 2 hours of traffic coming home.
Damn, that's crazy. Big Country did say when we wake him up, he said as long as it's not 12 o'clock, he said it can be 11:59 and he's good. As long as it ain't 12 o'clock. I don't know what the fuck that means, but we're going to keep that in mind. Yeah, we still got, 7 minutes left on the podcast like shit.
So what else could be there to be talked about?
I don't know.
It's a lot of shit.
Yo, I don't like talking.
But 7 minutes.
You don't like talking.
Y'all is really just trying to fuck up all my like connections in the future of what I might say about these motherfuckers.
Wait, so why don't you like Tyler Perry?
Jesus.
I feel like he's like the ultimate like blaxploitation director.
I just feel like Meet the Browns.
Because he makes all black people look just bad. All across the board. Just bad.
No, so we
just,
don't make ourselves
just,
look
no,
good.
No, he just recycles plots that he knows black people will like.
I feel what you're saying. Like he takes advantage of
we're not about to act like his first like 3 or 4 movies were not the same movie packaged up with different actors.
Yeah. And the plays were the same shit, was just gospel music.
You had a black woman, tell me if I'm wrong, you had a black woman as the main protagonist.
True.
She had a horrible, evil, dark skin ex. She goes and lives with her crazy, but somehow spiritual, aunt or uncle or like grandmother or something like that. She meets a light skinned dude who treats her like a queen.
Yo, who's
and
that?
And then karma hits the dark skinned evil person.
Yo, hold on, wait.
And they start gunning.
Tell me about it.
Tyler, please. Shit on dark skinned niggas. Hold on.
But you ever notice the same nigga that they have in the movie that's the villain is the same motherfucker?
The same
gay snake with the same one. Hey, man. Yeah, well, it was the guy that Idris Elba beat the fuck out of. Remember that nigga?
Yep.
He played on Pride. He peed in the fucking water. He played the gay nigga, Malcolm and Eddie.
Oh,
that
shit.
Nigga. It's that same as real voice.
Oh,
and he
shit.
Played a good father in that weird ass You Got Served remake they made on BET.
Oh, I ain't see that shit.
Exactly. We don't need to see it. It's fucking
I just don't. He deviated a few times, and those were his best works of art. But for the most part, he just kept making the same thing.
But House of Pain, you gotta give him props because like he brought Alan Payne back, nigga. That nigga did Jason Lares and like motherfucking what's that shit called?
Who was Jason Payne?
Alan, what was his name? Alan Payne.
Alan Payne.
He played Jason Lares. He played in
you watch Fresh Prince?
New Jack City.
Yeah. First person, you know,
the nigga with the baby.
Playing basketball,
yep.
His brother,
yep.
The baby,
it.
Yeah, he had his career keep on popping. I had no idea.
You're right, because he kind of did disappear. He was one of the niggas who was like, yeah.
He bounced back.
Tyler Perry, he would show like some signs of problems. Like he would show Daddy's Little Girls, which is
good.
I love that movie.
To me, in his best and his best film to date is For Colored Girls.
I love Daddy's Little Girls.
Daddy's Little Girl was great.
Michael Gailey threw a baby out the window.
One thing.
I'm talking about just sheer quality of film.
I haven't seen that movie either.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about,
it was gruesome, but it was talking about quality.
Look, man, I ain't know what I thought. I was expecting like just some uplifting shit. Like, so I was drunk watching the shit. So I was just like, so she got real. I was like, you know, let me turn this fucking TV off and go pray. What the fuck is this shit, nigga?
Sheer quality,
nigga.
Something that wasn't.
I went being from Muslim and Christian in 2 days for this shit. Michael Ealy threw a motherfucking baby out the window, nigga.
In terms of sheer quality and something that wasn't black.
The good Chris Brown threw the nigga out the window.
The baby.
Well, sure, that might be his best. I don't know. I've never seen it. I might have to take a dabble into it. I just. Like I said.
Like Meet the Browns.
I love the soundtracks, though. The soundtracks to the movie, at least to my favorite movies, which is. Was it Phantom Reunion? Medea's Phantom Reunion.
Maya Angelou, that was dope.
Diary of Mad Black Woman, and then
He don't even got the best.
And then what's the other motherfucker?
But he don't even got the best soundtrack.
Daddy's Little Girls. Yeah.
That like that kind of mix of gospel, secular, mainstream. He doesn't even have the best. Fredo on Fighting Temptations is the best soundtrack for that.
That shit is fire.
So he doesn't even run that.
But I mean, no.
Just that thing.
Bro, the Daddy's Little Girls was fire.
And you're not going to forget about the gospel. With the Yolanda Adams track, that victory record?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You niggas forget about that, nigga.
You truly don't fuck with Tyler Perry.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
Tyler Perry don't get no love over there in Coltrane.
Shout out Tyler Perry, man. Just don't have me.
He gets love for his plays.
I'll play the nephew that you helped, but I'm not playing like the fucked up father or whatever.
I'm sorry, and I can't be the nigga that beat his wife and then get with the light skinned bitch and then I get shot in the back and I'm in a wheelchair and you dump me into a fucking bathtub full of water because you tripping.
Or my mom is just some light skinned former basketball player with curly hair and he's trying to manage me and my real dad tries to come back in my life and I'm the prospect basketball player. I can't be that either. Let me be the angry nigga at McDonald's or some shit.
If you do
I'll be
movie
that
that's
nigga,
not
bro.
One of those plots, I'm open to consideration.
Like shit.
Yeah, and I'm not playing in your shitty new comedy horror movies either.
No,
like
you're not Jordan Peele.
Like,
stop it.
Like, I don't know what you want, bro.
You're not Jordan Peele.
Like shit.
Like, are we making Halloween movies for Madea now? Like that needs to stop.
Like follow.
And I'm only telling you that as a friend and a business partner.
1 minute left.
Follow Brian Peele's example. Find Ryan Coogler's example, and just make better shit.
Right. With that being said, this is our podcast, At the Moment Podcast, episode 4. I don't know what the hell I'm gonna call this shit. I might call it Big Storing Bear because Big Country is slump as fuck
in
the background.
Big Storing Boar.
Big Snoring Boar. Oh my God. Yeah. That's the name of episode 4. Big Snoring Boar. Shout out to Nick Boar. Shout out to Lovelace Magazine. Shout out to DJ Ronton and the Ones and Twos. Mad Prophet in here. King Coltrane. This is Pharrell Lorenzo Zoe from the world. Swing Daddy been a Conan. Thought I told ya. And this has been At the Moment. And we out this bitch, baby.